What are some of the concepts that are already starting to pop up in cybersecurity this year that you think we'll hear a lot of throughout 2012?
Well, there's the whole SCADA system vulnerability piece is growing tremendously. It used to be that folks thought, well, SCADA systems, most of them are air-gapped, they're idiosyncratic, and they're really hard to get to. They're probably okay. And after the Stuxnet and some of the other things that have occurred, everybody's realized that's just not really true. And that's where someone can actually go in and do some damage to a system in the physical realm using cyber means. So that's got everybody's attention. Everybody's working on that, trying to stay aware of it. That's probably the big systemic issue. But then there's a lot of other things that affect, frankly, more broadly, things like cloud computing, mobile computing, social media. All those areas are continuing to grow, continuing to become more significant in the way we use cyber means, and we're still not quite as good at security in those areas as we ought to be.
You talk about the SCADA system in the SCADA threats, and I was struck when you, in this piece that you wrote for the Security Debrief blog that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, that you mentioned this event that people thought there was a hacking in a utility in the Midwest. Turns out it wasn't. And then, like 3 days later, a system in Texas got hacked into. And what we learned was hackers did it just to say, yeah, we can actually do that. That idea of hackers doing things just to demonstrate that they can, is that something you think we'll see more of this year?
Well, I mean, that used to be what hackers did. You know, being a hacker was sort of a big, almost kind of a macho thing.
Mm-hmm.
You did it just to sort of show off to your fellow hackers. Then it all changed. The criminals got involved in it. There's, you know, nation states and intelligence organizations all involved in it that are obviously far more dangerous than just people fooling around. In this case, I think the guy who did it in Texas was actually trying to do the public a favor, because there was a big spike of interest after the one in the Midwest, and then it turned out to be a non-event, and everybody kind of went, oh, okay, so they really can't do that. And this guy was saying, yeah, you can do it. You know, don't let your guard down. You need to really go out there and try and protect these things. So in this case, I think the guy, I don't think he did it just to be rotten. I think he did it to kind of slap everybody and say, hey, this is a significant threat, folks. You need to take it seriously.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at, Steve. I wonder if this might not be the year that we see some white hats, so to speak, doing those kinds of things to call attention to the vulnerabilities that are out there. Because I'll be honest with you, both on and off the air, when I talk to folks like you who are experts in this kind of thing and talk about what some of the vulnerabilities are out there, they're pretty scary.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if being the concerned citizen and doing that is the greatest idea in the world, because you can go to jail if you do it. So I wouldn't recommend people hacking into utilities just to make a point. But, you know, there are, if you're looking for a job, there are lots of companies that are looking for people with those kind of talents who can help them secure their organizations or their networks. So if you have those kind of skills, rather than just doing it freelance, I think I'd start making some calls and trying to get people to allow you to help them. It actually might be a good business model for you.
You mentioned a couple other things in this piece. The term big data is something that we'll hear a lot more of. And, of course, as people start to get a handle on what that term exactly means, there'll be people that want to steal your big data. What do you see happening there as far as capacity maybe in the possibility of threats and attacks?
Well, you know, don't get the things mixed up. You know, when I say big data plays, I'm talking about this kind of large-scale analytic capabilities that a lot of companies can do. And Truth in Advertising, the company I work for, IBM, does those. There is some great promise being shown of using those kind of capabilities to help you protect your networks and your data as it at rest and in motion. It takes a lot of analytic capability to do that, and that means crunching a lot of data real fast. So that's what I'm talking about there. Now, at the other end of it is kind of where you're getting into the cloud computing and data center thing, where you're talking about aggregating a lot of data in one place, sort of. And that makes a lot of people nervous because that poses a very lucrative target for potential hackers. It, in my opinion, though, also gives you some better options at securing that data there than having it scattered all around on every piece of equipment and every device you have. So there's trade-offs back and forth in all those things, but I think you're going to see more and more attempts to use this incredibly growing analytic capability to try and get ahead of the bad guys and be able to respond or even preempt their nefarious activities.